Greece, move asylum seekers, migrants to safety. The 24th of March 2020 share on Facebook, share on Twitter. Immediate hotspot decongestion needed to address COVID-19. Athens, March 24, 2020. Greece's government should immediately reduce congestion in the island's reception and identification centers, RICS, for asylum seekers and migrants to avert a public health crisis amid the coronavirus pandemic, 21 human rights and humanitarian organizations said today. Thousands of people, including older people, those with chronic diseases, children, including very young and unaccompanied children, pregnant women, new mothers, and people with disabilities, are trapped in dangerously overcrowded, deplorable conditions on the islands amid the COVID-19 pandemic, forcing asylum seekers to remain in conditions that violate their rights and are harmful to their well-being, health, and dignity cannot be justified on grounds of public health, the organization said. International human rights law requires that the health needs of asylum seekers and migrants be addressed and, in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, any restrictions on rights for reasons of public health or national emergency be lawful, necessary, and proportionate as well as non-discriminatory. On March 17, 2020, Greece's government announced measures to prevent a coronavirus outbreak in RICS on the islands, the so-called hotspots, that essentially put the camps on lockdown, trapping thousands of asylum seekers and migrants. The measures include suspending all special activities and facilities in the camps, including non-formal schools, while no visitors, including members of aid organizations and agencies providing essential services, will be allowed into the RICS for at least 2 weeks, the Migration and Asylum Ministry said. Camp residents will be prevented through strict controls from venturing outside the facilities, even to get supplies, but also from circulating within them without good reason. On March 22, Greece's Prime Minister announced a nationwide lockdown banning all unnecessary movement by citizens. As of March 22, the population of the hotspots on Lesbos, Chios, Samos, Kos, and Leros was almost 31,400 over capacity, with 37,427 people in facilities with a total capacity of just 6,095. Conditions in the centers cannot be characterized as suitable for dignified, humane living, the group said. Extremely limited access to running water, toilets, and showers, as well as hours-long lines for food distribution and insufficient medical and nursing personnel, make it impossible to abide by the guidelines for protection from the coronavirus, putting people at significantly heightened risk in the face of the growing threat of widespread COVID-19 transmission. Greece's government should adopt measures to prevent an outbreak and prepare a response plan to be enacted immediately once the first case of COVID-19 in a reception center is detected. In the event of an outbreak, a quarantine that would trap tens of thousands of healthy people together with people infected by COVID-19 in the overcrowded camps, accompanied by a lack of adequate and appropriate medical preparedness and response, would almost certainly lead to preventable deaths of numerous people, the organization said. Greece's government should take the measures outlined below, which will reduce the risk of COVID-19 infections among the population living in these centers and generally help protect public health. Move people out of the reception centers to appropriate, small-scale centers on the mainland, such as hotels and apartments, taking necessary precautions for safe transport. This will enable the government to carry out the guidelines against the spread of the coronavirus. Priority should be given to older people, people with chronic diseases and serious underlying medical conditions, people with disabilities, pregnant women, new mothers and their children, and children, including those who are unaccompanied. Accommodation for people with disabilities should be reasonably adapted as needed, taking individual needs into account. Suitable shelters for unaccompanied children should be established immediately. Adopt special measures to guarantee universal and unhampered free access to healthcare in the public system for asylum seekers, refugees, and migrants alike without discrimination, including testing and treatment for COVID-19. These groups should also have access to any preventive measures put in place in Greece in response to COVID-19, as do people in the rest of Greece. Asylum seekers should receive without delay their provisional insurance and healthcare number, PAAYPA, As mandated by Common Ministerial Decision 717.2020, supply the reception centers with adequate sanitary and hygiene products and ensure continuous running water so that residents can follow the guidelines of the National Public Health Organization and the World Health Organization, WHO, regarding protection from COVID-19. Ensure frequent disinfection of common areas, bathrooms, and toilets, as well as timely collection and removal of waste. Provide information to all residents of the reception centers about A. how to prevent COVID-19 and B. what to do and how to get help if they experience symptoms of COVID-19 in a wide range of languages, including ones that are less frequently used. People with disabilities should be provided with information in accessible formats, such as sign language, captioning, text, and easy-to-read messages. Ensure necessary responsive measures are available, such as self-isolation and quarantine areas, and medical personnel with adequate training and protective gear. Urgently address the situation and special needs of people living in the informal settlements adjacent to the camps, as these groups may face additional challenges due to inadequate access to water and sanitation, hygiene products, and garbage collection. Ensure, until the reception centers are decongested, that they have adequate numbers of medical and nursing personnel, as well as mental health support services. Where possible, these services could be provided remotely. The following quotes may be attributed to members of the groups involved. Restricting thousands of women, men, and children in severely overcrowded camps, where living conditions are unacceptable, makes it impossible to isolate people exposed to COVID-19 or to comply with minimum preventive and protective measures, even hand washing and social distancing, said Eva Kosse, Greece researcher at Human Rights Watch. The Greek government urgently needs to move people to mainland Greece. The government must take the necessary steps in order to ensure that the thousands of asylum seekers and migrants living in claustrophobically congested RICS are protected, said Vasilis Karaziotis, HIAS Greece country director. They should be relocated to otherwise empty hotels and apartments where they can practice social distancing. In these hard times, no one should be left behind. It is not only a moral but also a prudent thing to do, since the fates of asylum seekers as well as those of the locals are inevitably bound together in the face of the pandemic. Asylum seekers and migrants residing in RICS should have equal access to protection and medical assistance as the rest of the Greek population, said Dimitra Kalagerapoulou, head of IRC Greece. The most effective way to curb the spread of COVID-19 is by ensuring that everyone can take meaningful measures to protect themselves, including adequate access to sanitation, space, and healthcare. Quote, given current conditions in the hotspots, containing any outbreak would be impossible and could potentially put thousands of lives in danger, said Antigone Liberaki, general manager at Solidarity Now. There is a window of opportunity to address this issue while the situation is still manageable, but we fear this window may be closing fast. When the virus hits overcrowded camps in Greece, the consequences will be devastating, said Fatini Kokkinaki with Human Rights 360. That will be a nightmare within an existing nightmare, since the public health system has collapsed during the previous years of economic depression. We must act now before it is too late. For more information, please contact, in Athens, for Human Rights Watch, Eva Kosse, Greek, French, English, plus 30-693-47-90-865, plus 1-718-406-3160, mobile, or kosse@hrw.org. Twitter, @Eva_Kos in Athens, for HIAS Greece, Livani Talakadze, Greek, English, plus 30-699-43-20-730, or livani.talakadze@hears.org in Athens, for ActionAid Hellas, Sissi Gikornelou, Greek, English, Spanish, plus 30-693-71-61-028, or sissi.gikornelou@actionaid.org in Athens, for Amnesty International, Greek section, Irene Gaithanou, Greek, English, plus 30-697-23-91-300, or campaigns@amnesty.org.gr in Athens, for Defence for Children International Greece, Nantina Sekeri, Greek, English, plus 30-211-413-6664. +30 to 694 708 385, mobile, or info at defenseforchildren.gr in Athens. For the Greek Forum of Refugees, George Stephanopoulos, Greek, English, Spanish, +30 693 43 00 253. Or advocacy at refugees.gr in Athens. For Help Refugees, Nick van der Steenhoven, English, Dutch, +30 694 42 77 748. Or Nick at helprefugees.org. Twitter, Instagram, at Choose Love in Athens, for Human Rights 360, Fatini Kokkinaki, Greek, English, Spanish, +30 697 028 0150, or Fatini.Kokkinaki at humanrights360.org. Twitter, F_Kokkinaki in Athens, for the International Rescue Committee, Dimitra Kalagerapoulou, Greek, English, through Nancy Dent, English, +44 794 613 9182, or nancy.dent@rescue-uk.org in Athens, for JRS Greece, Anastasia Michalitou, Greek, English, +30 210 823 7835, office landline, +30 697 942 7550, mobile, or anastasia.michalitou@jrs.net in Athens, for Lesbos Legal Center, Natasha Deliani, Greek, English, German, +30 694 42 51 704, or Natasha at legalcenterlesvos.org in Athens, for MDM Greece, Elizenu, Greek, English, +30 694 6 142 103, mobile, or advocacy at mdmgreece.gr in Athens. For Network for Children's Rights, Nikolopoulos Pelopidis, Greek, English, +30 210 884 6590, or p.nikolopoulos@ddp.gr in Athens. For Praxis, Chrysoula Patsou, Greek, English, +30 694 771 9678, or ch.patsou@praxis.gr in Athens. For Refugee Legal Support, Lucy Alper, English, +30 694 066 2583, or coordinator at refugeelegalsupport.org. Twitter, at RLS Athens in London, for Refugee Rights Europe, Marta Wellander, English, French, +447 880 230 979, or marta.wellander@refugee-rights.eu. Twitter, at refugee_re_in_chaos, for Refugee Support Aegean, Natasha Strachini, Greek, English, +30 693 67 68 175, mobile, or n.strachini@rsaaegean.org in Athens. For Solidarity Now, Valia Savidou, Greek and English, +30 6970 417 260, mobile, or valias@solidaritynow.org in Athens. For Terdes Homs Hellas, Melina Spathari, Greek, English, Spanish, French, +30 697 207 0223, mobile, or melina.spathari@tdh.ch. Twitter, at tdh_Greece. Organizations S. Eining the news release, Action Aid Hellas, Amnesty International, ARSIS, Association for the Social Support of Youth, Defense for Children International, Greece, Elix NGO, Greek Forum of Refugees, Help Refugees, HIAS Greece, Human Rights 360, Human Rights Watch, International Rescue Committee, Jesuit Refugee Service Greece, JRS Greece, Lesbos Legal Center, Médecins du Monde Greece, MDM Greece, Network for Children's Rights, Praxis, Refugee Legal Support, Refugee Rights Europe, Refugee Support Aegean, Solidarity Now, Terdes Homs Hellas. Asterisk Asylum Seekers and Migrants in the Reception and Identification Center of Moria, Lesbos, after a fire broke out on March 16, 2020. Photo by Manolis Lagoutaris, AFP, photo by Manolis Lagoutaris, AFP, via Getty Images.